2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds. It's 71 degrees. KSL's top story. More Utahns have been going to the emergency room with alcohol poisoning than for opioids over the past couple of months. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has the story.
Susanna Burt with the Utah Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health says a lot of people are under stress because of the pandemic, so it's not surprising this is happening.
Because it's more accessible. They don't need necessarily a prescription to get it, and it's deemed an essential item. Bars and grocery stores continue to sell.
She says plenty of people can drink responsibly, but recommends trying to find a healthier way to cope than taking that extra drink, as well as keeping alcohol out of kids' hands. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
It's unclear how many people have ended up in the ER for alcohol poisoning recently, but local hospitals are noticing a significant uptick. Rocky Mountain Power is warning people in Summit County, be ready, just in case they need to turn off the power to prevent wildfires from sparking. But how and when will they know they need to do that? Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Sadly, there isn't a concrete answer. Officials from Rocky Mountain Power say it's likely not going to happen. But if wind speeds, temperatures, and humidity pass a certain threshold, they will cut the juice to Summit Park and Sundance. And they will have crews on the ground in those areas. And if they notice the wind speeds are too high, they could shut off the power from where they are.
The company is asking people in those areas, update your profile on the Rocky Mountain Power website so they can better warn you. The fire causing all the stir is the Range Fire in Provo Canyon. Last update from firefighters, it's 10% contained, about 3,500 acres burned. Northern California could go dark again tonight over fear of wildfires. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
Last week, tens of thousands of Northern Californians had their electricity turned off for days to prevent wildfires, and now it's happening again. Pacific Gas and Electric saying it's ready to turn off the power to 50,000 customers as early as tonight as hot, dry winds arrive. The Northern Bay Area, which was just hit hard by a wildfire, could see many of the outages, and the power might not come back on until Friday night. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Intermountain Healthcare is unveiling a new campaign showcasing the challenges that frontline workers face in the ICU. Dr. Lindsay Leither, respiratory ICU medical director there, says one of the hardest things about caring for these patients is just how unpredictable their daily health can be.
When I start my day, I don't know if it's going to be sort of an easy day or if it's going to be a harder day. Patients can appear stable 1 minute, and then the next minute can be very unstable.
Part of the campaign is a 3-minute PSA that'll be distributed on social media and other media platforms. The head of the CDC is voicing optimism and a warning about the coronavirus. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Director Robert Redfield is expressing optimism about a vaccine but by the year's end, but added,
but we're not quite there yet. That is why it's so important that all of us remain diligent in our efforts to defeat this virus.
The CDC also saying today that multiple brief exposures can heighten the risk of contracting COVID. The news comes after a study of a Vermont corrections officer who had multiple one-minute interactions with infected prisoners and contracted the virus. The Justice Department announcing a large settlement against Purdue Pharma, maker of the powerful prescription painkiller OxyContin. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen saying the company will plead guilty to 3 felony counts for defrauding the United States and violating federal anti-kickback laws.
If it's approved, this will be a corporate settlement in total of more than $8.3 billion.
Experts say OxyContin helped touch off a nationwide opioid epidemic. And the White House says it's not for a lack of effort that more than 500 migrant children who were separated from their parents at the U.S. border can't be reunited.
We've contacted these families, and the sad truth is that many of them have declined to accept their children back. There may be a variety of reasons for that, but it's very sad. The administration wants the families to be reunited.
That is Deputy Press Secretary Brian Morgenstern, but a court filing indicates that parents have not been reached and therefore have not been asked to reunite with their kids. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaios, KSL News Radio.
Senator Mitt Romney says he's cast his ballot, but has only revealed who he didn't vote for. Your Voice, Your Vote 2020, KSL's Lindsay Ertz reports from the Elections Desk.
The senator says he did not vote for President Trump. His press secretary telling KSL he's not revealing who did get his vote. Opinion editor for the Deseret News, Boyd Matheson, says it comes as no surprise.
Mitt Romney did exactly what he said he was going to do earlier this year, and that was he was going to vote his conscience.
He says Romney actually has one of the higher voting records in line with the president.
So this is just one of those where he differs on a lot of the things of a personal nature, a leadership nature, a style nature. And for Senator Romney, it appears that that was the deciding factor.
Romney wrote in his wife, Anne, for president in 2016. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Time to check on traffic. Ricky Meese, do we have trouble spots?
Two new crashes on southbound I-15, one about 7200 south in Midvale, the other at about 114th south in Draper, but both already out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Coming up, we're going to church, but it's not going to sound like any church you've ever been in. Stay here. My Minute of News is on the way next. 5:36 at KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.